All right, so we're here with Green Sights, and I'm here with a friend of mine, Russ Bryan, and he's, I guess you can say, an investor as well. Me and Richard Green, one of my partners.
A user and an investor.
A user and an investor. That's pretty good. And we're over here at a location working on some things and sitting here going, I want to ask you, when was the first time you heard about me and Richard Green?
I heard about Miramichi Green from a mutual friend of ours, Buddy Dozier, and he put us together, and I'd heard about it more on the investment side before I did on, on the use.
Because he's an investment guy.
Because he's my stockbroker.
So why did he introduce me to Webb? If he's an investment guy and you bring me Webb?
Yeah, well, y'all take that out with him.
That's another story.
But that's a good story, though.
Also, that's a good story. That worked out very well.
Turns out to be a great story.
He's a matchmaker.
That's right.
No doubt.
Yeah, so that's true. He's a matchmaker. So, I think we got to know each other, and then, of course, I was curious of the product. So that was, about three and a half years ago or more?
Yeah. It was a while ago. Another Russ, because I don't meet many Russes.
Yeah, well, we have another investor too, right?
Yeah. We do. Yeah. Crazy. Things must be going right.
But so I looked at the lineup of products then was a lot smaller than it is now.
Right.
And I was renting a home where I was living, and so I wasn't really doing much with the yard, so I didn't think to use the product that much.
It's affecting everything around your life, which you didn't realize.
I watched the results elsewhere. I was listening to the testimonials. I was seeing the results in other places, and I was convinced it was a great product. But
you want to make some money.
Yeah, I want to make some money. But a couple of years into it, I'm like, I put some more money into it. I better check this stuff out myself. I've seen what I've seen, but let me see how I can use it and utilize it and test it. And And so for, I think it was that next year, I came down the warehouse and picked up some and then actually bought some in some of the stores as well. And I gave everybody in my family, I don't know.
I remember that. They're like gifts. You're like, okay, I'm behind on Christmas gifts.
This was Christmas.
I might be able to talk Russ to do some cheap stuff.
Yeah. Everybody got a couple bags of carbonized PN and some tree and shrub, the liquids and some of the turf. And I don't think we had the 901s. C at the time, or they came in big jugs, and that was expensive. Yeah. And I would explain it to my dad.
We couldn't treat you like a professional. We had to have like a retail.
Right. Both my brothers and my mother, and so that was my way to deploy it and start seeing what the results were for people who weren't professionals, who didn't know what they were doing entirely. And then I took on some myself.
So you actually wanted seeing as believing, but you also wanted people you trusted to see and believe.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I believed in the product, but it was, there's different parts of the state, and I wanted to see, if they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. And this, this is not really a commercial for Miramichi Green. I mean, and it's basically an insight, because when new things come along, right, you question it, right? And you want seeing as believing. And you have a good business model. A lot of people have good business models. But at the same time, we're sitting there. You're going, okay, I like it. It makes sense. I see how it involves, property or whatever. You got Carver Falls. I mean, one of the best zip line companies around, right? Basically,
ZipQuest,
all of a sudden, you're wanting to see if where it works. Is it, works at the beach? Does it work inland? And then we can get to your mom's, your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, her oak tree,
let's table that for a second.
Because that's a great story.
It's a great story. So I really wanted to, because I was investing more as well, I mean, I saw the results. I believe you. I listened to your, the way you think about it. And I understand it on the, kind of the scientific level as well. And, but I said, let me see if I can produce these results as well.
What was your skeptical side? I want to hear about your skepticism.
You heard about it. It's a couple.
I mean, I know you have skepticism. Don't doubt.
I'm the guy he calls to say, beat me up for this stuff. along with his brother.
You and my brother, between the two of you and my wife. Whoa.
I thought at some point, when there was so much good talk. Mm-hmm. And by the way, whoever's listening, if anyone ever hears this, my professional history is an attorney, and so we're just designed to ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And as an investor, obviously, I want to make sure that, you know, that there's, you know, you want to analyze and understand the downsides, because not everything can be 100% perfect all the time.
And why haven't I heard about this before?
And or someone misuses it, or, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, what's the potential liability for any business? And so I'd ask those questions. And some of it was, you know, to better understand what was happening on the soil level, to make sure that this wasn't some supercharged product that after a period of years may end up causing damage because it's
so
good.
Right,
think I remember one of the meetings that I got a lot of looks for was, you know, could this be like steroids? You know,
yeah, I mean, but that's the stuff that, you know, you look at it being skeptical, you want to see it work, but it's all time just like taking a big picture look at it too, because this is all the stuff I think that's going into anybody's head when something new comes along.
Right.
It's like, you know, how many times do things go badly? You know,
right.
When you get through the fog of the excitement.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And well, and you know, is it going to some a product that's going to produce all these great results temporarily, and then maybe there's some downside.
Right.
And so let me get trying them. Anyway, that, to answer your question, that was one of my concerns, because the product was that good.
Right.
It was the results were, you know, whatever, better than the other things that were out there, and it had less side effects and negative impacts. And so my skeptical side was, have we checked it all out?
Have we checked it out? And trust me, you forced me to check a lot of things out. And some things I said, okay, we've gone over that 100 times, but you know, I try to get to the point where you bring up something, so, you know, let's put that in. I mean, because to be an evolving, I guess, trend breaker or what, disruptor, I mean, you've got to be willing to make changes, or if you're going down the wrong path, you got to be able to turn as well. But so we don't forget, your stepmom's oak tree in a 50-gallon or maybe 50-gallon potter?
She's kind of, my stepmother's got this great green thumb and just loves beautiful plants, but 20 years ago, they took a live oak and bonsai'd it.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, so they did it with all the stuff they're supposed to do, and they put it in a big planter. I don't know how big, maybe 50 gallons, something like that. And that's got wheels on it, can move all the stuff. But it has been there for 20 odd years, sitting on the back patio area. And anyway, about the same time that I had given these Christmas presents, or right near it, it was kind of a cold winter, but it had been a rough summer too. And anyway, long story short, it was almost totally denuded, right? No leaves on it.
It never happened before.
And it's a live oak, so it's supposed to be evergreen.
Right.
And so she asked me about it, and of course, I don't know anything.
And you're like, I know it's good. Can't mess this one up.
Yeah. So, well, and Russ and I happened to be in Fayetteville, where they live, and had dinner, and I said, I got to show you this tree. And it was like 9:30 at night. And I called my parents, and I said, can we stop by so we can look at this tree?
We were like, let's do it now.
I got the guy. He's with me now. And anyway, so we did, and next thing I know, Russ is rolling up his shirt sleeves, and we pull out the carbonized PN, and I don't know if we had the 901 to see it, but we had we had the tree and shrub or something there too.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's mixing up a batch and pouring it on there, and they just sat there and all.
They sat there in their veteran slippers,
watching us water and do this, and so they're like, okay, let's see what happens, and it is, you know. And just short story here, it's absolutely gorgeous, healthy, thriving. Mm-hmm. It came back entirely, and they're thoroughly impressed. Yeah. Because
her name,
Mary Lynn.
I mean, she's had history. She's up in Pinehurst. I mean, didn't she on some kind of landscaping board or been involved with the university?
Methodist University. Yeah.
Just really involved with the landscaping,
and she's very curious about all those things.
So
she was very impressed, and since then we've done their yard and carbonized PN.
I don't know what her thoughts are. You know, I've used 10-10-10, I've used 18-18-18 or whatever, and all of a sudden, and we roll up there, got nothing on one bag and a 3-2-3 on the other.
Yeah.
And she must be going, this goes against everything she's ever seen, probably.
Yeah, I think she mentioned it to her landscaper, and he was a bit surprised by it. And then I also used it on a bunch of bushes that were outside the driveway too, that had gotten devastated, and they came back.
Yeah.
And I thought they were, my dad was convinced because he had just put in this whole new granite stairs around these bushes, and he was really almost distraught. We just invested all this over here and all the bushes that were supposed to bookend this and make it look pretty. Two-thirds of them are about dead, and now they're almost entirely back.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that obviously we've been discussing today is you know, what categories we do of the Miramichi Green Insights, right? And the Green Insights, and the Miramichi Green Minutes is as well. You know, one we want to do is the cost of making a mistake. You know, the old day, you know, 30 years ago, you'd plant a tree, it died. Labor was not that expensive. A pickup truck was 20 some grand or whatever. Now $60,000 just to get the people over there.
Right.
To you know, in other words, the cost of making a mistake, even in landscaping, which is all around us, is getting expensive. And he was experiencing that. You know, you spend all this money, and all of a sudden it's not growing. And what do you do? I mean, if we can solve problems like that, that's where it gets exciting.
These were mature.
Yeah.
The only other option is rip them all out and start over. And,
right.
And they were one of those.
That's kind of like not an option, right?
They had grown together and they're all sculpted and you know,
okay.
And,
all
these round, beautiful bushes. And so, I think that saved him a ton of stress and time and money. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that's something we want to keep doing over and over everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part. It happens a lot of places. Well, the skepticism, that's why, you know, I always think about the first time, and lately I've been thinking about people that the first time they heard about it, you know, it's real fun to talk about it now that you've validated and time has passed, is that, you know, I just think it's important to hear and remember, because there's still a lot of people who've never heard about these products, but also new products.
Right.
You know, when you hear a new product, you know, we're in a changing environment in agronomics, you know, the way we order things on Amazon. I mean, everything's changing, right?
Right.
And whoever's not willing to change would be left behind. But we can't always apply what we've always thought about change, about new change, because there's some major changes going on right now that we're all going to get left behind. Not only in this business, but other businesses.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the best example I have for us is an article. It's about all these people hand-me-downs. You know how you always use your parents' furniture and all that? Now, I mean, there's a big thing in the Wall Street Journal going, the kids just don't want it.
Yeah, they don't want it. Right.
You know, it just does. I mean, that cabinet for a TV is like, why would I want that big thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing, because you know, and you got to get rid of it. And I think that there, you know, you don't want to be in the buggy whip industry when you know the cars come around.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's just a lot of that going on. But you know, I've always found it fascinating that. You know, we're talking about a product that helps the trees and shrubs and grass and turf and all that. And you know, it took me a while to get it, but how you were trying to explain to me how this was going to be a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well,
what are we disrupting?
Clearly, I didn't understand the industry enough. Yeah, what are we disrupting and why is it so disruptive?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to continue to see your vision on that, which is really cool, from the water savings to the mm-hmm. better nutrients and slide that over to agriculture where you got better food, you know, better yields, all the, you know, better resistance to disease and all these things. Mm-hmm. And you know, then on a product that is organic, more or less, you know, I mean, certainly carbon.
That's bucking a trend right there.
That's bucking a trend, right. Yeah. And you know, so that's been to understand and, you know, getting away from the NPK analysis on everything and say, hey, you guys have forgotten, or you don't even know yet, the carbon and the other stuff you say. I mean, but that, and why that's disruptive, and to, you know, have that clarity that we're going to shift this industry is that to me is a fun part of the ride.
Yeah, and a whole another topic is that chemicals and these rates that we've been by for the last 40 years, you know, it was great hearing the head guy for one of the largest agronomic groups in the country for landscaping fertilizer say, Russ, we need to talk about, you know, this is a whole different graph of how you use this product, because there's good, better, and you can use more if you want to benefit, like, more. You know what I mean? It's not only is this a replacement, but maybe I want to cut out some labor, so I put more in so I can skip one. Well, they're not a whole lot of products that do that.
without causing some damage. Without
causing some damage, yeah. And then you get into residual value. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it that's disrupting. So what we've done is taken one at a time, and I tell you something that really resonates, and we've talked about a lot, is I've never called him Rusty. And I said, Rusty, we're getting ready to cut fertilizer for one of the largest fertilizer companies. I told him it could cut the use of nitrogen and NPK possibly up to 50%. They like that, but maybe 25% would be good. And that, that's where we want to go, what's trustworthy. And he goes, I hear you getting in bed with the bad boys. And I said, Rusty, I said, we can sit over here and dominate 5% of the organic market, or would you rather help convert 90% of the entire market? You know what I'm saying? If I can reduce 90% of the business,
right,
by getting in bed with the fertilizer companies, that's a bigger impact to the environment than getting 5% of people to use 100% organics, right?
Absolutely true.
So yeah. So there's just a whole theme of that. That's a disruption. And so it's from skepticism to true believer.
It's right. It's results. And, as each month goes past, there's more people who have, used it several times, mm-hmm. or now a couple of years, or mm-hmm. multiple years. Mm-hmm. But
both of us, I think, can identify with the average person. As much as I've used it and you've used it, it's still ingrained with us. We're outside, and we're going, okay, how are we going to rehab this? And we're still going, oh, the roots are exposed. Let's check on that. It's still that inherent, because it's
kind of... Are you talking about here?
You're still inherently double checking and, and making sure. And I think that's what we do with everything, really. I mean, there's not many things you just say.
Well, especially,
trust,
Things, living trees and things that we're out there talking about. I guess turf's one thing if you replace it.
I know what you were thinking. If I pay this guy $5,000 to bring in new sod, I don't have to do it twice.
You're dang right. I mean, that's it's absolutely true. And I was thinking about, you remember Allison's yard. You didn't see the before of Allison's yard out on the beach with that sandy soil and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. It was destroyed. Mm-hmm. And, of course, her neighbor across the street had a perfect lawn. Her neighbor next door had just given up and was re-sodding entirely. Mm-hmm. And my goal last summer was to make her yard look mm-hmm. awesome using only Miramichi.
How's it look now?
It's amazing.
At the end of the year, just...
Yeah, and awesome. All the neighbors came around going, because they'd see me out there going, thinking I was just wasting my time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, absolutely that's amazing. Awesome. And her parent, her mother, who's a big, bought a house like this house here that's got a before yard.
Uh-huh.
And, when they were down in Tampa and was in the garden shows every year. Uh-huh. She's uh-huh. one of those people.
Uh-huh.
And we were using on some of the plants over there, and they'd had that house over there.
I remember you telling about it, yeah.
And she said, that they'd never been that pretty, they'd never been that healthy, they'd never been that big before.
Yeah, we need to get Adam by there. I rep down in Florida. I just want to check on a little Miramichi Green site down here. But good. Well, that's anyway, awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's been validated a number of times. So.
Right. Well, let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. All right. Thank you.